United Nations Humanitarian Chief John Holmes is calling for improved coordination of relief efforts in Haiti 5 weeks after the devastating quake, from providing shelter to rubble removal and sanitation.
Long-term solutions to the problems stemming from the earthquake are also on people's minds.
Father Seamus Finn is the director of the Justice, Peace and Integrity of Creation Office for the Oblates of Mary Immaculate Order in the United States and has been involved in Haiti since the 1970s.
He says the rest of the world needs to help the Haitian people as they try to deal with the long-term effects of the disaster.
Folks have been very generous in providing financial resources to the NGOs and to development agencies that they know and that they feel and that they have confidence in, that actually have an underground presence, and I think that's been tremendous. It seems to me the more long-term challenge is going to be that I know there were a lot of parishes and local communities that had a kind of a twinning relationship with different parishes in the States and throughout the world. It seems to me accompanying the local Haitian communities in the kind of recovery from this trauma. I think I was reading some stories in the last couple of days that for many now the psychological and spiritual and emotional impact of what's happened is only beginning to sink in. They've been surrounded by such devastation and death and funerals that they really haven't had time to kind of absorb how this is radically changing their lives and radically, for many of them, just reshaping their families. So it seems to me that one of the ways is now to try and figure out how to accompany them in this journey of mourning, in this journey of redirecting or reorganizing their families or their lives or their communities.